Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. This is Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we are getting ready for a Green Bay Packers game this upcoming Sunday against the New York Giants. That pass game, though, that Detroit Lions game on Thanksgiving, that one's still in the rearview mirror. Haven't quite gotten past it quite yet. Maybe by the end of the day it'll slow down a little bit more, fade out of view. But as you can see, the title of today's show, moving from off-field incidents to on-field preparation, those off-field incidents still at the forefront of Packers fans' minds right now. We're talking about last Thursday's game against the Detroit Lions, and Ndamukong Suh yesterday was officially suspended by the NFL. It's been a long time coming. We've heard he probably will be suspended for several days ahead of this, but yesterday the action actually handed down by the NFL. And on top of that, linebacker Eric Walden apologized yesterday, his first time meeting with the media since his arrest this past Friday on suspicion of domestic abuse. Got out of jail, met with the media yesterday, apologized to both his teammates and his fans. And those are the topics du jour for today's episode of Railbird Central. Thank you everyone so much for joining us this morning. If you want to tweet with the hashtags Railbird or the hashtags CheeseheadTV, those comments will show up on our live blog, or feel free to comment away or use the Twitter widget underneath the broadcast player. Any way you want to get in contact with us, feel free. Your comments are being approved by our live blog director, John Rayor, this morning. Thanks much, John. And let's get right to it. I left a link to this morning's Packers Daily Links at the top of the live blog if you want to click that and follow along. Today's top story has to do with Eric Walden and how he apologized yesterday to the team and the fans. And on top of that, interesting tidbit from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, an article by Tom Silverstein, interviewed Walden's attorney, who doesn't think his client will be charged with anything, actually. The quote here from attorney Steve Richards, quote, "From my investigation, he shouldn't be charged, from what I know," end quote. So, that's the word from Walden's attorney. And, I mean, take that with a grain of salt. I mean, this is coming from Walden's attorney, so you're strictly getting one side of the story. I'm not sure the district attorney would feel the same way, although maybe he would. It's just a lot has to play out here. Eric Walden has a date in court, I believe, set for December 7th. Will be the next time he appears in front of a judge, and we will learn more at that time. As for the time being, Eric Walden is free to practice, free to play against the New York Giants this upcoming Sunday, barring anything coming down from the organization themselves. The Packers have not said they're suspending him from the team, or fining him, or anything of that matter. Whether they would fine him, they might not make that public anyway. But, you know, for the time being here, you know, Eric Walden appears as if, he's going to practice and prepare as if he'll play this weekend as the Packers take on the Giants. Walden has been the starting right outside linebacker all season long. He started every game this year. Will that change on Sunday? It's wait and see. Pack fan from Illinois comments on our live blog. Hopefully Zombo will be back to full go on Sunday so he can rotate with Walden. Interesting using the words rotate. Are we already assuming Walden will play? Here we go. I mean, the debate, you know, we can start it right here. Will Walden play? Will he not? Will he be suspended by the team? Anything handed down from the NFL probably wouldn't be till down the road. So don't expect any, you know, suspension from the NFL in the next week or so. They kind of tend to let the legal system play out first. So in matters like this, and you know, who knows, something might come down the pike, but you know, that's later. Anything that would happen this week would have to happen from the Packers. John Rahor says, "Time for Sooto to make an impression," and it's, you know, here we go. I mean, there's all sorts of options at this right outside linebacker position. I guess. You know, just my inkling from what's happening, seeing as Walden is out of jail, he doesn't have another court appearance till this upcoming week, and, you know, the fact that this, you know, is not something more serious, as in, you know, Plaxico Burress type of, you know, court drama, in which a firearm was discharged, not to belittle what happened. I mean, this, you know, domestic abuse is certainly, you know, not right by any means, and I'm not trying to, you know, make it sound like I'm defending Eric Walden, but, you know, in the whole scheme of things compared to other, you know, court-related incidents I've seen involved with NFL players, this isn't quite, you know, in that category. Is, like I said, comparing it to Plaxico Burress or other matters along those lines. But so, you know, my inkling is Eric Walden will play, but, you know, Frank Zombo has been getting healthier and healthier. Last week he practiced, and I would have to bet, especially given the time off between the Packers' last game and now, Frank Zombo is going to be ready to play once again. Of course, it'll, you know, he's going to have to stay healthy as well. He's had injury problems aplenty this year, but you know, it's, you know, here we go. Frank Zombo, Vic Sooto possibly coming part of the rotation, Brad Jones as well. You know, I'm resigning myself to Vic Sooto not being part of the rotation. You know, maybe he's active this upcoming Sunday with, you know, perhaps the Packers wanting to send a message to Eric Walden that he better keep his nose clean, and maybe they rotate time with him and things along those lines. But, you know, I've come to the realization, I suppose you could say, that I'm not anticipating Vic Sooto going to get playing time. I can certainly see Frank Zombo playing this weekend, rotating, if not even starting, should the Packers choose to do that. And Brad Jones has played backup at outside linebacker, as he's usually, you know, the top backup, or has been most of this year, and one of the top special teams players, and always active. You know, there's been times when Vic Sooto hasn't been active, but Brad Jones has, and Brad Jones has been all year long, except for maybe one game when he was injured. But anyhow, that's where we're at, and we can debate till the cows come home about whether Eric Walden will play or not. But as far as his legal status goes, he's out of jail. He apologized to the team and awaiting a court date next week. So there we are on Eric Walden. And the other story of the day in today's Packers Daily Links, talking about Ndamukong Suh, the suspension for kicking, stomping, whatever verb you want to use, apply to Ndamukong Suh on what he did to Packers offensive lineman Evan Dietrich Smith. He was suspended by the NFL for 2 games yesterday, and the Packers reacted to that news, although they didn't have a whole lot to say. Just for one sample I left in the morning's Packers Daily Links, offensive lineman Brian Bulaga quoted by Jason Wilde of ESPNMilwaukee.com saying, quote, "It is what it is. There's nothing for me to really say about it. There's no feeling of vindication to it. The league took action, and that's what it is." And that's, you know, basically in a nutshell, kind of most players' reactions to it. You know, I think they kind of said it was deserved. That's kind of the indication that I'm getting from the Packers. But, you know, that's about all. Evan Dietrich Smith himself was not available to the media yesterday, so he didn't say anything along those lines, what his reaction is to being stomped on by Ndamukong Suh. Suh will the kind of, you know, on top of the suspension, that means he doesn't get paid for the two games or weeks worth of practice or whatever that you know, that comes with being an active player. And he also cannot even be at the team's facilities. He can't practice. He can't lift weights or anything. He can't even be with the Detroit Lions the next 2 weeks. So that's kind of interesting. Not that that, you know, has to do with the Packers, but you know, that's just the fallout here from the Packers' last game. It will be interesting to see Ndamukong Suh playing against the Packers the last game of the regular season. You know, he's only suspended for two games, so he will face the Packers once more this year. Question from Pack Fan from Illinois: has Suh said anything to EDS yet? EDS being Evan Dietrich Smith. I read an article. I left it in this morning's Packers Daily Links. If you scroll down toward the bottom, there is an article from NFL.com. Cornerback Charles Woodson did an interview with the NFL Network's Rich Eisen for his weekly podcast, and Eisen asked Woodson if Suh has apologized to Evan Dietrich Smith, and the word from Charles Woodson is that he said no, or at least he hadn't heard if he was. So no, Ndamukong Suh has not said anything to Evan Dietrich Smith, or at least that we know of. So you know, that's the follow continues. As I say, that this game from Thanksgiving is still in the rearview mirror. It's fading, but you can still see it. And I suppose maybe it'll never go really totally out of view, because all these events will be revisited in Week 17 when the Lions visit the Green Bay Packers, this time in Green Bay at Lambeau Field on New Year's Day, and possibly with the opportunity to go 16-0 on the line, the chance for an undefeated season. So there you go. Take that for what you will. That's a couple weeks away, and the Packers have, you know, games to win between now and then. And now the focus turns to the New York Giants, the upcoming game. If you want to talk about Ndamukong Suh, if you want to talk about Eric Walden, please feel free to call into the show. I've left the phone number up on the screen, 646-797-2909, or you know, leave your comments on the live blog as well. But if you want to chime in, by all means, call in and we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And now, you know, that we're kind of moving here, I think, today. These things involving Eric Walden and Ndamukong Suh, you know, the attention paid to them will get a little less and less as the week goes on, and the Packers, you know, their focus turns to the New York Giants. The Packers practice today for the first time in preparation for the Giants. The players had to be at the facilities yesterday, at Lambeau Field yesterday. I'm assuming they probably watched film of, you know, their game against the Detroit Lions, probably film of the New York Giants game on Monday Night Football against the Saints, a game in which the Giants got killed, more or less. Giants now in a three-game losing streak, and I think I saw this. The Giants gave up 577 yards to the Saints. That is a ton. That is a ton. The Packers can absolutely move this ball against this Giants offense. And, you know, if they're giving, you would have to say, if there's any team in the NFL that the Packers offense is comparable to, you might probably say the most closest comparison could be the Saints. in terms of explosiveness, in terms of the quarterbacks being pretty similar in the way they operate. The statistics of Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers are remarkably similar in terms of how many yards they've thrown, in terms of completion percentage. They've both thrown almost 70% of their passes complete this year, in terms of touchdown passes, in terms of, you know, just look at those statistics, and, you know, it's the Giants playing two explosive offenses in a row, and this week the Packers play a team that's lost three games and is reeling a little bit. Although, you know, the Giants can still be dangerous. The Giants still have something to play for. They're still in the running to win the NFC East division this year. So, there's that. And they're not going to be an easy out, you wouldn't think, playing in front of the home crowd. Although I have read, I think it was from Bob McGinn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that the Giants have not... They kind of seem like they quit almost a little bit, which is a little alarming. I would hate to be a Giants fan and hearing that your players are not playing hard, they're quitting, not quitting, but just not giving the effort that they should. So Patrick on the live blog says, make it four, the Giants on a downward spiral, and adds, I think the Raiders will be the Packers' toughest remaining game. Yeah, you know, after this game, after the Giants game, the Packers have a lot of home games. They've got the Raiders, and the Raiders have shown that they're a team on the rise, a team that's going to be tough from the NFC, the AFC West. And, that may be the Packers' toughest remaining game. They have the two division games, both at home, to close out the season. You know, they've got both the Lions, which we said before, on New Year's Day, and the Chicago Bears on Christmas Day. And those guys have winning records, but the Packers have them at home. And then after the Giants, the only road game they have is at Kansas City. So three of the last four the Packers have at home this year. So, we can debate, and perhaps if everybody wants to throw out their guess for the Packers' toughest remaining home game, throw those out on the live blog. What do you think will be the Packers' toughest remaining game? Is it this week's road game at New York on the road against the Giants, a team that still has something to play for, still in the running for a playoff spot? Is it next week against the Raiders? You know, arguably the AFC West's best team. Arguably. Would people say it's the Denver Broncos and Tim Tebow? Another whisper there, Tim Tebow? We don't want to get on a Tim Tebow tangent today. Although there was an article in today's Packers Daily Links, Jason Wilde of ESPNMilwaukee.com interviewed Aaron Rodgers about Tim Tebow and about religion and how they connect, and how Aaron Rodgers chooses to live his life and his religious beliefs. But we're not going to talk about that too much here. Is the Packers' toughest remaining game at the Chiefs? Again, the Chiefs, also an AFC West team that kind of has some quarterback issues of their own. Tyler Palko doesn't look as if he's the answer there. But it is on the road in what some people say is the NFL's loudest stadium, Arrowhead. So there's that. Is it Christmas Day against the Chicago Bears? The Bears, another team with quarterback issues. Wow, facing a lot of team with quarterback issues here. The Chiefs, the Bears. Had the Bears not had this quarterback injury, the argument could have been made, certainly, that that's the toughest remaining game. Now with Caleb Haney or whoever they happen to trot out there, I'm not sure if it is. Although the Bears' defense will certainly be up to the task. They always seem to be. Or is it the Lions again? Last game of the year. And there could be a lot of pressure on the Packers that game. Taryn for 12 says next year's Thursday opener will be the toughest game. Yes, I agree with that. Oh, we could say the Super Bowl, though. The Super Bowl will be the toughest remaining game. That'll certainly be a tough one. As far as regular seasons go, that could be the case next year's Thursday opener. That's assuming, of course, if you don't know, and if you're a Packer fan that's watching this show, I don't know how you don't know that, but every year, the very first pardon me. The very first game in the NFL season is always on Thursday Night Football. It's always on NBC, or at least it has been the past several years. And the reigning Super Bowl champion always plays in the league's Thursday opener, and they try to get a rather premier matchup, as they did this year as the Packers face the Saints. So that's very much in the front of Packers fans' minds. So, a lot of opinions coming in on the Packers' toughest remaining game. Comment from Scott: the Chiefs don't have enough firepower to compete with the Pack. Patrick says the second time facing Orton, and yeah, so now that the Chiefs have Kyle Orton, and so instead of Tyler Pelko, probably down the road here. Pack fan from Illinois says Packers' toughest game is the next one, the Giants, one game at a time, and of course that is the way the Packers, tend to look at, or at least that's the way Mike McCarthy tends to look at it, as he mentions in almost every press conference, and the Packers players seem to take his cue on that. Comment from Elrad on the live blog: the Saints and or the 49ers in the playoffs, the Packers' toughest remaining game. So yes, those will be tough ones, you would think, for sure. So it's going to be tough for the Packers, certainly. And you hope that if you're a Packers fan, and this would be my hope as a Packers fan, that the Saints and the 49ers, they seem to be, if I were to rank the teams in the NFC, I would go number one Packers, and then two and three in some odd order would be the Saints and the 49ers. In my NFC power rankings, we'll say. And my hope would be is that they are on the opposite side of the bracket from the Packers. The Packers hopefully don't have to face those teams in the divisional round of the playoffs. If it comes down to it, the Saints and the 49ers face each other in the divisional round on the opposite side of the bracket, and the winner has to face the Packers in Lambeau Field in the NFC Championship game with a berth in the Super Bowl on the line. Patrick comments: how well will Rodgers hold up in cold weather home games in the playoffs? Good question. Rodgers has not played in any home games in the playoffs. I don't know if he happened to get any snaps at all in 2007 when the Packers had some home games in the playoffs, but against Seattle and against the New York Giants, actually, in 2007. But it would have been in a reserve role, or was the place kick holder, or something like that. That was when Brett Favre was still the quarterback. Since then, all the playoff games Aaron Rodgers had played in has been on the road. In 2009, the 2009 season at Arizona and the wild card loss. Last year, every game on the road at Philadelphia, at Atlanta, at the NFC Championship game, and then, of course, neutral site in the Super Bowl, but at Chicago for the NFC Championship game. So Rodgers now certainly looking like he'll get some home games in the playoffs at Lambeau Field. It's probably a pretty good bet that the Packers have home field advantage, although the season still has to play itself out, and the 49ers still have a chance at getting that, but I mean, they've lost two games, so the Packers have a two-game advantage there in terms of just getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs. So, you know, Rodgers has played in cold weather, as Pack fan from Illinois points out. He played in the cold at Philly and Chicago last year in the playoffs, but hasn't played in the cold weather at home. And Rodgers was certainly good in those games at Philly and at Chicago. You know, pretty much ever since the Packers have been on this winning streak, Aaron Rodgers has been pretty remarkable. His play has been fantastic. So, you know, I don't see Aaron Rodgers being any different. He's played in cold weather. He's going to play in cold weather games several times the rest of the season. As we said, just for the regular season alone, three of the last four games are at Lambeau Field this year. So, and this game at the Giants isn't going to be any warm one either. So the Packers are going to play in plenty of cold weather here at the end of the year. In fact, all outdoor games for the end of the year. There is no more warm weather games. You know, this just kind of went into my mind here as we're talking about it. The Packers' next warm weather game could be the Super Bowl. In fact, I mean, that's most likely. It's this week. It's not going to be warm in New York. Then next week they play at home in, you know, December at Lambeau Field against the Raiders. Then they go to Arrowhead, Kansas City. And, you know, Kansas City is a little further south, but I mean, we're talking mid-December now, and it's not going to be warm in Kansas City. And, you know, it's probably going to be right around that freezing degree, you know, probably hovering right around 32 degrees in Kansas City. I would probably venture to say that would be an average high temperature that time of the year. And then, you know, to home to close out the season against the Bears and the Lions. And then at the Packers, you got to assume at least that they're going to host every playoff game, you know, divisional round, NFC championship game. So there you go. I mean, the Packers not going to be in a warm climate, whether it's in a dome or just plain old warm weather in Florida or Texas or California at all the rest of the year. So, here we go. Comment from Kendra. Warm, no, but 50 as projected isn't bad. 50 degrees in Kansas City in mid-December. Kind of surprises me. Yeah, that certainly wouldn't be bad at all. I mean, it's a long time till the game, and who knows? I mean, could be unseasonably warm or unseasonably cold for that matter as well. But there you go. 50 degrees in Kansas City in mid-December. If you're a fan traveling down there, that probably wouldn't be too bad, huh? Remember the game at San Diego this year in which it was actually warm, as warm if not warmer in Wisconsin as it was in San Diego, and how hard that was to believe? Oh, Jamie Jor's on the live blog. It says, I think it's supposed to be in the 60s here this weekend, so I wouldn't be shocked if it's in the 50s. That New York! Wow, that surprises me. 50s in New York. Wow, I guess I have not checked the forecast lately. It just seems like to me, you know, the weather in New York, at least temperature-wise, seems to be similar to what it is here in Wisconsin. You know, I don't know. I realize it's a long way away and things could change, but they're far enough north where they certainly can get plenty of winter weather in New York. I suppose it's, Patrick says, yeah, it's been warm over here in New York all week. I suppose that Gulf Stream helps a lot, being on the East Coast and warming things up a little bit over there. Anyhow, so we've debated a lot today about the Packers' future schedule and putting some of these incidents in the past about Eric Walden and Dominican Sue and Evan Dietrich Smith. But yes, the Packers getting ready for a game against the New York Giants this upcoming Sunday. You know, after the Giants gave up over 500 yards, 577, I think, you know, to the Saints on Monday Night Football, there's no reason to think, I think, that the Packers can't put up a similar offensive performance. And you know, it's the Giants' offense is just average, and I suppose the Packers' defense can make average offenses look good. But, you know, it's I can't see him losing. I can't see the Packers losing once again. So, you know, it's hopefully the Packers' defense is up to the task of improving and, you know, kind of you thought that they might be improving when they faced the Minnesota Vikings earlier this year. And then they kind of came back down to reality a little bit. You know, after that, you know, it was an average performance against the Detroit Lions. So, you know, it's here we go. You know, the Packers defense now they're going to have to stop the Giants offense as the Packers offense once again should put up plenty of yards, plenty of points on Sunday at New York in New Jersey where the stadium is. So. Anyhow, thank you so much, everyone, for joining us today on Railbird Central. Make sure to check back all week for our coverage of the Packers. And check out Cheesehead Radio Thursday night. Am I correct? Our Cheesehead Radio host can confirm that on the live blog. What time and when it's going to be. So Jamie Jor says, yes, going to be Thursday night. So make sure to check that out. And we will see you back here Friday morning on Railbird Central for our Giants Primer Edition, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here live at Railbird Central and podcasting this episode as well. But until then, I'm Brian Kirivu. For Jamie Jors and John Rahor, thank you everyone for joining us today, and go Pack, go. Leave you with a song called Words by Umphrey's McGee on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone.